It's time to admit if you can cook or not here on the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. We want you to be honest. What is the best food dish that you know how to make? Not that your mama or your grandma or grandpa can make or dad can do on the grill. You. Yeah, what can you make and prepare? 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's go to the self-described chicken nugget princess. I'm sure she's got a whole array of amazing meals she can prepare. Alex Clark, what can you make? What can you cook?
Well, there's a reason we are asking this question, because there's something pretty freaking embarrassing going on when it comes to millennials.
Yeah, apparently millennials are the worst cooks of any generation. They say 60% of millennials don't even know how to make salad dressing. To be fair, I don't know how to make salad dressing. Who knows how to make salad dressing?
Me.
Liv the Web Girl, you know how to make salad dressing?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's because all she eats is grass, because she's a rabbit.
Yeah, she needs to flavor her grass.
No, and also, like, I've made salads for, like, parties or, like, cookouts or something with my family. And so you make homemade dressing for a lot of those salads.
More than 25% say that were in the survey said, yeah, you know what? I'm incapable. I'm not able to prepare a birthday cake from, like, a little box. Like, to make that moist chocolate cake, they wouldn't know how to make it.
And 63% of millennials know what a butter knife is.
Okay, now you're just straight up stupid.
No, but what in the world?
I don't think they mean like the long butter knife.
Yes, they do.
No, I think they mean like this special like butter knife that you see in like fancy restaurants or when you're having like a very like nice fancy meal. That kind of butter knife. Because those butter knives do look a little bit different.
Joe, what do you think?
I know what you're saying, Liv. I think they're stupid. They don't know what to call it. Like, oh, that thing right there.
They're just like, it's a knife.
But even a butter knife, who doesn't know what a butter knife is? Like at a family get together, you know, like, oh, that's the knife for the butter. That's a butter knife. It's a little bit different.
I do not know how to make salad dressing. And I would also be one of the people that could not make birthday cake from cake box mix.
Are you kidding me? It
definitely
tells you
not
how to do it.
I know, I can't do it. I am lucky if I don't mess up toast, and I am not trying to be funny. I am a horrible cook. Horrible cook. The one thing I kind of know how to make decent is breakfast food, bacon and eggs. That's pretty much it.
So your claim to fame is bacon and eggs.
Yeah, that's all I can make.
Liv the Web Girl, I assume your claim to fame is avocado toast, but I could be wrong. What is it? Can you make anything?
I mean, I can make anything.
Give me one of your best things. You're like, this, you guys would love this.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I can make fried chicken. I can make, this is one of my favorite meals. It is a cilantro lime chicken. So it's marinated in the cilantro lime marinade. And then it's with this avocado and tomato mango salsa that you drizzle on top.
I mean, that sounds like some 4-star, 5-star restaurant crap.
No kidding. How much are you charging?
I'm not joking. Cooking is not hard at all. It blows my mind. Oh, I can also make a really, really good, like, beef and broccoli, a healthy and gluten-free.
Okay, you lost me.
Dairy-free beef and broccoli.
Yuck.
Lauren,
no, it's good.
You're on the Joe and Alex Show, 833-JOE-ALEX. Lauren, what is your specialty? What can you make for us?
Well, actually, I'm kind of similar to Liv. I can kind of do anything. It's kind of my therapy, but I was going to say, like, I like spicy food, so my family goes crazy when I make jambalaya or anything like Cajun or Southern style, so...
That sounds good.
You definitely can make cake from a cake box mix?
Well, yeah, I usually make them, like, from scratch, but if I don't have time, then I do cake box mix.
Wow, that is so impressive.
Pork chop, what about you?
I am an absolutely terrible, terrible cook. I mean, I can cook grilled cheese. One time, Alex, back to the bacon and eggs thing, I was so proud that I made bacon and eggs one day, and I posted a picture on Instagram, and I guess I didn't realize. Everyone was commenting on the picture, pork chop, oh my God, did you put any Pam or any butter down? And I'm like, no, because there's like smoke coming or steam coming.
Oh my God, what in the hell is that?
Yeah, I thought that was cool. Like, there was a good thing that the steam was coming up, and they're like, you didn't put any butter on it.
Let me try that pork chop.
It tastes like mush.
Yeah, it tastes like snot.
Joe, who's the cook in your relationship?
Oh, it's my wife, Lindsay. I mean, for therapy, one thing I've learned is my wife would like me to help out more around the house. So they're not great, but I've been making some dishes. I tried to make like a chicken kale pasta, which tastes really good, but I guess... Like, you have to put wine in and then reduce it where, like, you have it and kind of boils off or whatever. And I didn't reduce it enough, so I kind of turned into a chicken kale pasta wine soup.
Ew, that's gross.
Got you drunk, though, man. I was buzzing.
I made a shrimp scampi in the sauce, and you have to make a wine reduction butter sauce, and it was excellent. I just can't believe you guys.
I would say, like, I know how to cook some things. Like, grilled cheese, I'm really good at grilled cheese. Like, but grilled cheese and tomato soup, I think I can make a really good one.
I think I'm better.
With millennials, the issue is we have everything. I think, Porkchop, tell me if you relate to this, because this is how I feel. We can just get anything ordered. Anything that we want to eat, no matter how fancy it is, steaks and mashed potatoes and lobster, anything, we can have it delivered to our door within 45 minutes.
Preach.
So I am like, what is the point of me having to cook this? I am more so lazy. I hate the waiting around for something to cook. It takes so long. The preparing it, then you have to sit there and wait for to cook. By the time you eat it, then you got to clean it up. It's like a 2-hour process to eat dinner.
What are you making? A 5-course meal? It's
anything,
not that long.
Even no matter what you make, the washing the dishes afterwards, it's just like a whole thing.
So yesterday I was with about like 7 guys and 2 girls. They're all millennials. And I asked them if any of them knew how to make a salad dressing. Literally every single one of them said no.
Liv, nobody knows how to make salad dressing. You are a weirdo that likes to eat grass, okay?
And then I asked them like if they like knew how to cook anything, like a recipe on top of their head. And they all went literally silent. And their first response was, I mean, why do we have to know how to cook anything? We can just order it.
Exactly.
Like, what do you think Postmates and like Uber Eats and like all of that
See,
is
that
for?
Would be such a turnoff to me down the road though with a woman. Like,
is
if my
it?
Wife didn't know how to cook, I'd be turned off. Not that I expect, like, woman, you better make my dinner. Like, I believe in equal partnership. But yeah, like, shouldn't each adult, like, when you grow up, know how to do something to prepare a meal? Like, would you really want to be with somebody that's just like, oh, let's order something off Grubhub or Postmates?
Tom just tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show. He said, why do I need to know how to cook anything when all I got to do is eat booty?